It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, where are you? Not going to put on these today. I have something else. Wait till I show you. You know what they are? Flippers. Flippers for swimming. One on one foot and one on the other. Ever see anybody wear flippers? They look a little like duck's feet. See here? That's called webbing in there. Now your fingers and your toes don't have webbing in between them. See? There's nothing in there, just air. But with ducks, they have webbing in there, and that helps them to push the water away easily. So away you go. And ducks don't need anything to keep them up in the water. They just know how to float. But when you're beginning to swim, sometimes you need something like this. You step in the water and that holds you up. And when you're learning to swim, don't go away from the shallow part. No, because I want you to be safe. That's what I want you to do. Yeah, sometimes people go just over the edge of the shallow part and they go a little too far and somebody has to help them come back. Yeah. Sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who get wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get mad, and they feel like being bad. But the very same people who get mad sometimes are the very same people who are glad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? Pretend you're swimming with me, would you? Let's just swim. Just swim, that's it. We'll just swim right over to the fish. Fish, we're swimming right over to you to feed you. Oh, you don't need any flippers, do you? Or any water wings? No. Here's some food. Ooh, you beautiful angel fish. Yep. Hello, everybody. Oh, somebody at the door. Let's swim to the door. Coming. Coming. Oh, hi, Mrs. Minchin.
Hello,
could I help you?
Rogers. Thank you very much.
Oh, I wanted to tell you that Mrs. Minchin is a neighbor of ours, and she sometimes goes scuba diving, correct?
Yes.
Can I help you with this?
Thank you.
Are you on your way today to scuba
diving? Yes,
dive?
I'm on my way to meet a friend.
Oh,
to go scuba diving.
Good.
You're never supposed to go alone.
Never alone.
Always with somebody else, so.
I see. And what about this flag?
This you need when you go downstairs, go down in the water, to leave it up on the floating on the surface,
mm-hmm.
so other people that are in boats can see you that you're downstairs.
Oh.
Down on the water.
Sure. Well, it's just like going downstairs, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So this stays right up on top of the water.
It means diver below.
Diver is below, so be careful. Okay, I'll just hold it like this, and
yes,
maybe
no.
You have a is this rubber?
Yes, this is rubber. This is a wetsuit, and it keeps you nice and warm when you're in the cold water.
It's called a wetsuit?
Yes, mm-hmm.
I see.
The water goes in there, and then it just stays in there, and it keeps you nice and warm.
Oh, good. And you have so many things on?
This is depth gauge. You can see how far you go down. The further you go down, the further the dial goes around.
I see.
And this is your watch, so you can see how long you are down there.
Uh-huh.
So you don't run out of water. And there you have your compass.
A compass.
So you know which direction you're going to or where you came from.
Can you see the compass there? Good. There's a little bubble in there that tells you exactly how to do it. And then this is a mask.
This is a mask so you can see in water. Otherwise everything is all blurred.
Would you put it down?
Yeah.
Oh, and
there
then
you are.
And this helps you to breathe,
doesn't
it?
This helps me to breathe unless I'm using the tanks for it and then...
Oh, and so you get the air from up on top of the water.
That's right.
Oh, I see. There's the air up there. It goes down and you breathe it right in your mouth. I'd like very much to see how this works.
If you want to give me a hand,
oh,
I'm putting
certainly.
It on, please.
Just a moment till I put something, put the the flag here. We want everybody to know there's a diver around.
Yeah. And before you go diving, be sure you have got enough air. So check you've got enough.
Check for enough air.
Yes.
Boy, is that heavy. Does it feel heavy under the water?
Under the water, it's quite light. It's just floating on your back.
I see.
Thank you.
Scuba. What's that mean, scuba diving?
Scuba is an abbreviation, and it stands for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
That's right.
That's what scuba means. If you ever hear anybody going scuba diving, that's... Now, what about this you need?
This I need for breathing.
Oh, that goes in your mouth, huh?
Yes, mm-hmm. And then I'm all set to go.
I see. Well, then the air comes from
comes
there.
Comes from there, comes from the tank, and it goes through there, and it goes through one side, and then I breathe it in, and the air I breathe out goes through the other hose, and goes
I
out
see.
In the back.
So then you're just like a fish underwater.
That's right, yeah. Feel all free to swim around.
Free to swim around underwater. Oh, I love seeing that. And you have flippers on, too.
That's right, so it's easier to swim.
Uh-huh.
In
your wetsuit. Oh, I'm sure it is heavy here. Oh, I just love... Didn't you enjoy seeing all of those things? You're off to go with a friend, aren't
you? Yes, because you're always supposed to dive together.
I see.
So
well,
I'm
here's
off to
your
see
flag.
My friend.
Have a good dive.
Thank you very much. It was nice to see you, Mr. Rogers.
Well, I'm delighted you'd stop by. Can I help you?
Thank you.
Have a good trip under the water.
Thank you very much.
Keep your flag on top.
Bye-bye, Mr.
Bye-bye,
Rogers.
Bye-bye, Miss Minchin. Thank you. The only way we learn is to ask questions. Mm-hmm. That's why I ask her about all those things. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Whew. Wonder what she and her friend might be seeing when they go under the water. Let's ask picture. Picture on the wall. Would you kindly show us all what Mrs. Minchin and her friend might be seeing as they dive under the water? Well, there's a diver. That diver looks as if he's in a coral reef. Oh, he's taking some movies. Here's a squirrel fish. See the squirrel fish? After you dive a while, you learn the names of the different fish. There's a French angel fish. Oh my, look at the spots on the side of it. It's speckled. We have an angel fish in our aquarium. This is a great big one. There's the diver taking more pictures. There's a queen angel fish. Oh, do you see the butterfly fish? They have a spot in the back of them that looks just like an eye. There's a whole school of fish. And that one in the middle is called a parrot fish, because it has such a hard beak. There he is, big parrot fish. There goes the parrot fish. Thank you very much, picture, picture. Did you like that? You're welcome. Why don't we just look right into the neighborhood of make-believe? Let's use our own telescope pretend, okay? See what's going on there today.
Mr. Hollingsworth, what a surprise.
Hello, Mrs. Frog, and how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you today?
Just fine. I've come over to ask a favor of you.
Well, I hope it's a quick one, dear. I've got to be off for a library club meeting.
Well, I was wondering if I could use your lovely pond over here for a while.
Why, certainly. Do you want to swim or sail a boat?
Well, I think a little bit of both, if you don't mind.
Why, it's certainly all right, dear man. The water's just perfect, you know. We keep it that way.
Well, I'm sure you do. Thank you very, very much.
Well, you just made yourself at home. Got to be off now.
Enjoy your meeting.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Library's my first love, you know. Farewell.
Hey, Joey Hollingsworth.
Oh, hi, Ex. How are you?
Oh, great. That was a good dinner last night at Henrietta's, wasn't it?
Sure was. She sure can cook.
I know it. She likes you a pile. Say, you look mighty happy today, too.
I am. Do you want to see what I got Daniel from the South Sea Islands?
Daniel? Is that ever a nifty, galifty boat?
Do you like it?
Can you make it sail in the air?
Oh, yes.
Let me see it go. Row a sailing, sailing, a boat to float, a boat to float. What did you bring for me?
Oh, well, you'll get yours tomorrow as soon as I get the batteries.
Batteries?
Mm-hmm.
What in the world is it that needs batteries?
Well, it's a surprise, a good surprise.
A good surprise for X the Owl, a good surprise for me. A good, let me see, a good surprise. I hope you have a good day.
Well, I will, too, and I
don't know
you
whether
do.
I can wait for it. Tomorrow's the day for my surprise. Tomorrow's...
Yeah, see you later.
I will see you tomorrow.
I promise.
Oh, good. See you tomorrow, then. Hard to wait.
Knocking on my clock knocker. Who might it be? Joey Rawlingsworth.
Hi, how are you, Daniel?
Oh, I'm great, and I've been thinking about you. We had such a short visit yesterday.
We did, but I came back.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, boy.
Guess what?
What?
I brought something for you.
Something? You mean a present?
Mm-hmm.
A present?
A present.
What is it? A sailboat.
Do you like it?
Oh, I just love it. Oh, thank you. It's not my birthday.
I know it isn't, Daniel, but I like to give presents to people when it's not a special time. You know, most people get presents when it is a special time.
Yeah, I know. And so you thought of me when you were away.
That's right. I bought this in the South Sea Islands.
Oh, is it ever beautiful. I wish I had a place to sail it in.
Oh, well, do you want to go over to Mrs. Frog's pond and we'll sail it over there?
Oh, I'd like to, but I'm not sure we're allowed.
Oh, yes. I went over and saw Mrs. Frog and she said, you make yourself at home, so we can do that.
That's just the way she would say it. Oh, I'd like to do that.
Do you want to piggyback right over?
Oh, I'd love it.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
All right, now, first of all...
Just pop right on?
Yeah, I don't want you to fall.
No.
Are you on?
Yeah, oh, this is fun.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, great. Oh, the water's cool. Sure is. Oh.
I want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good.
Oh, the water's a little cool down here. Oh, fine.
Now.
Okay, where's the boat?
Here's the boat. I'll sail it first.
Boat. Sail it along. Sail it along.
Oh, look how it goes.
Oh, I like it.
Down.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Went way down.
It dipped too far down,
here,
Daniel.
Let me see if I can get it.
Can you get it?
Yep, here.
There, that's it.
That's great.
Oh, you're sailing it good.
Oh, I like to. You know what I want to do?
What's that?
I'm going to try to blow on it.
Okay.
Let me see if it'll go. Now, you blow at that for me, okay? Ooh, nice. All right, I'll blow it over to you. Can you turn it around?
I'll blow it around.
Okay. Nice. Oh, it's caught in the leaves.
There it is.
Here. Can you blow it some more? Ooh, great. Blow one more time. Boy.
Oh, it slipped again. Here, let me help you.
I like this water here.
There.
I like the way you do it.
Here, I'll float it again for you.
Joey?
Yes?
Why did you bring me that nice boat?
Well, because I like you.
I like you, too.
I know that, Daniel.
How do you know it?
Well, because you told me one time, and also because every time we're together, I just feel our friendship.
That's what friends are for, isn't it?
That's right, Daniel. Friends are for liking, and friends are for liking and to do things with, and also for thinking about when you're far away.
The way you did with me.
Hello there, fellas.
Oh, hello, X.
Hi, X.
Did you see my boat?
Oh, let me see the boat.
Oh, it's back here.
That's great. To get a present, it sure is hard. Oh, it's a pretty boat, Daniel. Pretty boat. Does it have batteries?
No, we just made it blow back and forth.
Sure is hard to wait when you know you're going to get something, Joey.
Oh, X, tomorrow will come. Tomorrow will come.
Sure is hard to wait. Well, I'll see you all tomorrow.
Okay, X.
Bye-bye, X.
Oh, he can hardly wait.
He's so anxious, isn't he?
I know he is. You know what I'd like to do, Joy?
What's that, Daniel?
I'd like to have another piggyback ride with you.
Better than playing with your new boat?
Well, just as good. I like being close with you.
Oh, all right. All right, you crawl over here.
Okay.
Swim over. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, gonna give me your paws.
Yeah, I'm jumping on now. Ready?
1, 2, 3, up.
There. This is fun. Ooh, I like that. Over there. Hi, trolley. Hello, trolley. I got a boat. Mm-hmm. And a piggyback ride.
Did anybody ever give you a piggyback ride? Did you like it? Daniel liked his piggyback ride as much as his present. Yeah. X will be able to wait for his present till tomorrow. Sure. He's growing, and that's part of growing, being able to wait. I have a very good friend who carves big fish out of ivory. Now, this is a sperm whale, and Miss Macy carved this, and one time when I was visiting her, she was working in her workshop. And I'd just like to ask Picture to show us how Miss Macy carves these whales. Picture on the wall. Would you kindly show us all? Miss Macy working in her workshop, carving whales. There she is at her big saw, cutting through a tusk of ivory. And now she's drawing the whale that she wants to put onto the ivory. Slab that she just sawed. And that's glue she has on it now. She's spreading the glue all over that piece of ivory. Now she puts her pattern on top of it, so that when she goes back to her bandsaw, she'll be able to cut it. She's very careful when she cuts, because that's very hard stuff, that ivory, much harder than wood. And that's the whale that she cut out on the saw. Now she's going to use another tool to round off the edges. She's practiced a long time to know how to do that well. Often talks with me when I visit her and tells me about the old whalers who used to go out on their big boats. There she's filing now with a hand file. And she tells me about the old whaling ships. Some of them look like the sailboat that Joey brought to Daniel. But they were a lot bigger than that. And they used to go out for years at a time and look for whales. There's one of the whales. that she's carved. And there are a lot of different kinds of whales, too. There's another kind. And another kind. And another kind. And another kind. So whenever I want anything very special, I ask Miss Macy if she'll make me something like this. Thank you, Picture Picture, for showing us how Miss Macy does that work. Can you read it again? You're right. Welcome. Good. Well, it's about time to take off the flippers and walk on off to work. Remember the webbed feet? I like talking with you about webbed feet, and boats, and scuba diving. I hope Mrs. Minchin and her friend are having a good time diving, seeing things under the water. Mm-hmm. Wonder what that thing is that Joey's going to give to X the owl. Just wonder. Said it had batteries in it. Let's let the air out of this. This is different from people. Can't let the air out of people, no. When our air comes out, we breathe in more air. Just the way we'll be doing right now, as well as tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See you then. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.